Now, here a new report has found that annual greenhouse gas emissions are at an all-time high. The update on key indicators of climate change since 2019 has found that human-induced warming is increasing at an unprecedented rate of 0.2 degrees Celsius per decade. 50 leading climate scientists from around the world, led by the University of Leeds and including the Icarus Climate Research Centre at Maynooth University, came together under the Global Climate Change Project to produce the report. For more, we can talk to our environment correspondent, George Lee. So, George, what are they saying?
Well, one of the things that they're saying, Brian, as you refer to there, is that the pace of global warming is now up to 0.2 per decade. To put that in context, we have never seen anything like that before in human history. You've got to go back 56 million years before you get anything even remotely like that. So we're talking about a pace of climate change that is off the scale, really, in geological terms. And it is all 100%, they're saying, caused by human activity. What they've done is that they've said, look, everybody is looking to the authoritative figures which come from the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, but they come too infrequently. They're updated about every 5 or 6 years, maybe 7 years. It takes a long time. Things are changing so fast that policymakers and NGOs and decision makers need more up-to-date information. So these scientists who are associated with the work that the IPCC does have decided to update these figures on their own on an annual basis. And what they've done, looking at the figures, they've said in 3 years there have been some remarkable changes. They said that the growth, the average increase in temperature over and above the pre-industrial levels has gone from 1.07 to 1.14 in just 3 years. That's an average for a decade. They say the amount of carbon we're putting into the atmosphere has gone up by 1 billion tonnes per year on average a decade level in the last 3 years. And they're saying the wriggle room, most importantly, that we thought we had as a society for ensuring that global warming doesn't breach 1.5 degrees. 3 years ago, the calculation suggested that you could possibly put up to 500 billion tonnes of carbon into the atmosphere and still have a 50% chance of achieving that target. They're saying in 3 years that has halved. They say the reason why it's halved is there's more heat already in the atmosphere and there's more carbon been tunned into the atmosphere. So the wriggle room is gone. And they say it's absolutely urgent that we just, if we're going to achieve that. Now, Peter Thorne is the professor and director of the Icarus Centre in Maynooth University, who have been part of this study. And he had this to say.
We are almost certainly, unfortunately, going to pass 1.5 degrees of warming. The question is, do we pass it with low or little overshoot and return it back? That's still possible. Or do we blast right through that, go past 2, go to 3? And the key thing here is that climate impacts are very, very non-linear. There's a whole world of hurt between going from where we are to 1.5 and then an unimaginable level of hurt of going to 2. And beyond that, even more so. It is so non-linear, the impacts we will see increasingly ramp up as we continue to warm the climate system.
Peter Thorne. George, what are these scientists saying about what needs to happen now in terms of stepping up our efforts to combat climate change?
Well, they're not being specific about, you need to do this, that and the other. They are just screaming out loud that we need to get on with stopping these emissions and doing so much more. And a wake-up call is what they're describing it for, as for policymakers. They're talking about, we've seen the pictures in the last couple of days of what's going on in the United States as a result of the forest fires in Canada. Who would have thought that the air as far south now this morning as Washington is polluted by a fire? It is happening in Canada. There are no borders for this climate change. What they're saying is that we are heading towards more or less a climate inferno, that there will be massive increases in the frequency of these type of events, extreme heat, heavy rainfall, agriculture drought increases, and much coming much faster than we think, because that's what their data is saying. Okay. The wriggle room is gone. So they're saying, really, they want to say to policymakers, you cannot wait any longer. The house is on fire. Make sure you've got to do something about it.
George Lee, thank you for that.